Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tillman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Charles trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy. Lump reaches second base with a double. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bressuit. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Bressuit steals second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bressuit moves to third. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rakow, and towards Lump, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-1 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rakow moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rakow scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing shortstop. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Malzone moves to third. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Charles steals second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Chet Nichols now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Hardy moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Norm Baz now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hardy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. George Alozic pinch hits for Norm Baz. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Raitetz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raitetz hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-3 in the game. Simulai strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn is hit by the pitch. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy. Charles reaches second base with a double. Del Greco goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Schilling strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hardy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Hardy reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada pinch hits for Danny McDevitt. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 4 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 4 in the game. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz is 0 for 1 in the game. Raditz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy, who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 4 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn is walked intentionally. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Chuck Schilling. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Malzone moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Clinton reaches third base with a triple. Malzone scores. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-5 in the game. Tillman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz is 0-for-2 in the game. Raditz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew pinch hits for Gordon Jones. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-5 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.